Okay. Shalom Aleichem Raboitzai. I'm sorry. We are in Chovis Halvavah Shana Bitochen Perek Dalid. Toward the end, Vabitochen. In my late edition, it's page Shin Samach Aleph. So I'll just mute everybody with your permission. Okay, let's begin. Habitochen ala elokim. Just what are we up to? We just saw the Chovis Halvavah is discussing at length why the Torah does not describe the schar of Olam Haba. How did this come in our discussion of Bitochen? It came in because the Chovis Halvavah is introducing this as another area of Bitochen. Moving through this world, secure in the knowledge of the reward that's waiting for you in the next world. And one of the challenges to this is the fact that it's not actually spelled out, described in the Torah. So therefore, the Chovis Halvavah is explaining to us why that's so. And now he moves on back to our discussion of Bitochen. This is the seventh area of Bitochen that he listed. Bitochen, the knowledge, security in the knowledge that that reward is waiting for us. So, Vabitochen alo elokim, having that bitochen in Hashem, v'mashig yo'ad bo yatzadikim igmul o'ilam hazev o'ilam habo, that Hashem's promise of reward in this world and in the next to the righteous, she'yishalmei l'mishav o'ilam, that Hashem will provide it according to what a person deserves, v'chein yishalem o'inesh l'mishav o'ilam, and also that Hashem will bring punishment on the person who deserves it. Min hadin al hamamim. So this is also something that is required of us. Ubitchoinoi al elokim bozeh. And trusting Hashem in this regard is me'ashlomas ha'emuna be'elokim. Is considered an aspect of emuna in Hashem himself. This is really another way of saying that belief, the trust, emuna, in the reward, in Hashem's reward, is one of the fundamentals of our faith. The way he says it is even stronger. He says that it is rounding out a person's emuna in Hashem himself. Believing in Hashem without believing in the reward that he has waiting for us is a lack in our emuna in Hashem himself. Why is that? So I can only guess. It seems simple to me that the reason for that is that since emunah in Hashem means having a proper picture of Hashem, it doesn't just mean believing that Hashem is there, right? For example, a person who believes in Hashem but believes that Hashem has a body is sorely lacking in his emunah. So in the same way, believing in Hashem, part and parcel of that is believing in a just Hashem. Otherwise, you have the wrong Hashem. It's believing in a just Hashem. And justness means that a deserving person, a worthy person will be treated right. A worthy person, his righteousness will be worthwhile. And therefore, if we don't believe that Hashem will actually acknowledge and award our loyalty, then we have an inaccurate picture of Hashem himself. And that is a certain lack of emunah in Hashem himself. Now, I'm skipping a couple of lines. He cites a couple of psukim to this effect. But then he continues and he says, and he adds another important piece in terms of our attitude towards Olam Haba. And that is, do not make your faith in Olam Haba ride on your actions. Meaning, I'm busy calculating what each action is going to earn me. And I operate with the sense that, okay, now I'm, so to speak, I'm lending Hashem now. I'm laying it out for Hashem in advance. And I expect Hashem to pay me back because now he owes me. No. Achitrach v'ishtadel b'idoy l'tovus habere atmoidoy salav. Rather, really a person's motivation should be the fact that I just feel indebted to Hashem. I feel like I just can't do enough for Hashem because of everything he's done for me already and for everything that he's doing for me all the time. That already should be a person's primary motivation to dedicate himself to Hashem. Not contingent on the future reward. That he understands his due to him because of his efforts. This is really understanding. He seems to be alluding to the Mishnah that says you should serve Hashem not for the purpose of receiving reward, but rather, the way the Chavis Halvavis is putting it, because you feel indebted, because you feel like it's the least you can do, because you feel like, how could I not just be cartwheeling over myself to try to reciprocate some of what I'm getting from Hashem? But he says, now, but here's where Bitachon comes into play, that no, you feel like everything that Hashem has done for me already is enough for me to dedicate my life to Hashem. But I do know that Lamaisa, he's telling me that on top of all that, he's yet going to reward me. And I trust him for that reason, that he decided in his goodness to give it to me. My focus is that it's all I could do for Hashem to just completely dedicate myself to him. And in addition to that, I know that he's actually going to reward me for it. But it's not a contingency. It's not like, well, it's only right. You know, I'm giving of myself to Hashem now. He'll give me back in the next world. No. And here he cites indeed this Mishnah that it says, do not be like a person who's serving his master because he's waiting for the salary. But rather do it without focus on reciprocation. I skip a bit. And there was a pious man who said, if a person was just riding on the virtuous actions alone, he wouldn't end up in Olam Haba. It wouldn't get him to Olam Haba. If Hashem would really make an accounting of what he owes to Hashem because of everything he received from Hashem, you'd still be in minus. But rather, what this does give you that assurance that you will receive that reward, it's because Hashem promised that in his goodness, as his chesed. Okay. Then, the Chavis Halvavis is going to take us to yet the last area of Bitachon, and that is already what we'll call the next level of Olam Haba. The level that he reserved, meaning we have the Olam Haba that he promises to every good Jew who dedicates himself to him properly. But then we have that special level of Olam Haba that's reserved for Hashem's extra close circle, meaning those who really gave themselves over to him that much more. This we will leave for tomorrow night, Bezos Hashem. We'll end here now. So on Wednesday nights, we will be ending a little bit early, so as not to overlap with the Rav's Shir. Kol Tov Rabbeisai, and good night.